Dihan stands up, takes a cigarette out of a pack, and lights it up casually. It's not yet noon, and this is not his first cigarette today. Dihan is 5 years old, and he's been smoking for 3 years now.
I like smoking because it tastes good. And well, I'm fine, I'm not sick. I like smoking with my friends.
Dihan's parents do not seem to be bothered when their young son smokes in front of them, although his father has tried to persuade Dihan to kick the habit.
I showed him pictures the doctor gave us and that scared him. After seeing the pictures, he smoked a little less. Dihan is afraid. I keep an eye on him most of the time, and I try to scare him, but not too much, because he's still too young. I'm afraid something could go wrong if I scare him too much.
Tina, who asked not to give her real name due to security concerns, campaigns for a tobacco control association. She explains why children are becoming smokers at a young age here.
People associate smoking activity as being a man, like being brave, you know, like adventurous. And kids, when they go to school, usually they see their friends, they see their peers, peer pressure, and they see things at home. The parents, the brothers or the uncles, they're smoking everywhere, and they portray smoking as something what adults do. And the thing is, we have massive advertising in Indonesia that actually make it even worse. You're thinking about something, assuming something, and then you see that ads and say, yeah, that's it, that's why it's cool. So there's their example around them, and then their peer pressures, and then the worst things is actually the advertisement everywhere, big billboard that show the glamour of the people smoking. That's it. I think that does it.
There are adverts all over Indonesia advocating the benefits of smoking. Masdi, who goes by one name like many Indonesians, has set up his own marketing company in Jakarta, and he counts Philip Morris among his clients. He says ad campaigns are indeed meticulously calculated.
What we can see, the marketing strategy behind from the cigarette producers, they are aware that sooner or later, government will put more rules to the cigarettes because smoking kills people. Government cannot simply kill the industry because so many areas to consider. So to anticipate 10 years later, that will be 2025. So they do campaign today heavily. Then they cover even from target audience 10 years old. They will never claim that 10 years old the target market. They will not. They will follow the rules 18 plus. Just imagine 10 years later, the 10 today will be 20. 20 will be potential smoker. They buy the cigarette. So they still make money, right?
Masdi explains that the other major obstacle is the fact that at least 24 million people, a tenth of the Indonesian population, depend on the tobacco industry, whether they are farmers, printers, sellers. That's why no one dares to put a stop to it. Kartono Muhammad, a doctor turned advisor at the Tobacco Prevention Agency, says that the fact that several ministries receive financial support from tobacco companies doesn't help.
It's a progress for tobacco control because before it was in text and nobody had text warning. But now with the picture, they will look that very graphically. But we need more enforcement because the government still allow to sell cigarettes by stick, so they don't see the package. And most children buy only by stick because the limit of their money. Maybe they have school allowance of 10,000 rupiah a day and they can buy several sticks. With that money, they can't buy one package. So we must push the government to ban the sale of cigarette by stick. Raise the price. It's a win-win solution. The government will get more money because price is higher, the tax will be higher. And the people, especially children and the poor, will be protected because then they cannot afford to buy cigarette and they will think twice before buying cigarette.
Back in Garut, Dihan's neighbor, Junarsa, comes by to say goodbye, cigarette in his hand. Junarsa is 2.5 years old. This is Kriya Borges reporting for RFI.